Welcome to a carvu from a stationary car in Cork, in fact in Glanmire, Cork. This is Paul O'Mahony with another broadcast, but a pretty subdued Paul O'Mahony today because I've just come from the dentist. Now, it never was my intention to do a podcast about going to the dentist. I'm pretty focused on business, and for the most part, I don't usually think about the dentist as being in business. However, I feel that after being put through the ringer, lying in a dentist chair, and having four roots in a tooth cleaned out, that it's too big an experience to be ignored and passed by. So, let me say something about what the business of going to the dentist is actually like. First of all, they make you lie down on your back and thereby take away all your power. You are pretty much at the mercy of massive technology, lights and metal and God knows what, and also this voice from a person who you don't see, and these instruments. So you really and truly put yourself in a position of immense trust in the hands of this business called a dentist. Now, the dentist has had massive training, postgraduate, lots and lots of practice too, you hope. So basically, you're defenseless, you wouldn't trust many of them, and basically they can charge you almost anything they like, because the consequences of a toothache, and a severe toothache at that, are so bad that I guess most of us would pay any amount of money to a dentist if we thought they were going to do a brilliant job. And that gets me around to the question of what I would do if I was a dentist. And I'll just give one tip to you young aspiring dentists out there. If I was to give you a piece of advice, it would be this. Be extraordinarily good at telling the poor old patient who's lying there what you're going to do and why they're going to do it. Just tell them that you're going to do something to them. In the modern age, more and more people going to the dentist will actually be interested in what are you going to do to me? And it's on the other hand, we'll all be a little bit scared and lying there saying, I'm going to close my eyes and hope it doesn't hurt. And if I don't get a chance to ask you, what are you going to do to me? Well, that's not half as important as a pain-free life. Anyway, I'm obviously not going to be called in to teach dentists on how to do customer service. But I felt I had to say something after this big experience this afternoon of having a root treatment in my upper right, second tooth from the back, one I badly need to do my chewing. This is O'Mahony Blog, signing out my first stationary carvu. Goodbye.